We are learning Maseches Baal Basra, Daf Lamed Tes Omed Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Lamed Tes Omed Aleph. Zogt Gemara, Ashechinu Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina Tamidav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina found Tamidav Rabbi Yochanan. Amalu, Mi Rabbi Yochanan Bechava Kama? Did Rabbi Yochanan ever tell you how many Edim do you have to have, how many people do you have to make a Bechava in front of? That means we have our halacha here that Machosh Leib in front of have a macha. Now, how do you get it? How many people do you have to say in front of him if you wanted to make it back to the machzik, the guy who's sitting on the property? You want to hear about it. So, saying in front of one person obviously won't be enough. And Shailas, how many people will be enough in order to make this macha? So, and really, the truth is, it's a shaila. Also, if you do befanov, you definitely need to aid them because you want to bring a raya. So, you always need definitely to aid them because you need a raya that you actually made the macha. So Shaila is Machab Kaman. Kubi's telling that Machlekis. Machab Fanov, Shleva Fanov. Kubi's telling that, we'll see. So did Rabbi Yechanan ever say how much the Machah is? Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba and Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba said B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. These are Tamid of Rabbi Yechanan. Machlekis is what Rabbi Yechanan held. Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba and Rabbi Yechanan Machab Fnei Shnai. Yet Machah is sufficient in front of two. Rabbi Vol and Rabbi Yechanan Machab Fnei Shloisha. You need three Edim in order to make a Machah. Zok the Gemara, what's the Bi'a Machlekis? Leima but the Rabbi Barav Hunu Kamefugi. Maybe this is totally in the memra of Rabbi Rav Huna, famous memra that the Chavetz Chaim made famous. Batzim, it's a Gemara in Erechin. Damar Rabbi Rav Huna, kol milsa de mesamra ba'apri plasa les bei mishum lishta bisha. Any memra that's said in front of three people, there is no lashon hara. What does that mean? First of all, taich. So the Rashbam learns it means if they go and tell the person it's said about, it's not rechilus. Because he's going to hear about it anyway. Because if I say something in front of three people, so everyone, he knows already that this guy said this over. If they said it in front of three people, that's the crowd. And therefore, there's no lashon hara to say rechilus. That's how the Rashbam learns. Tosfos actually learns that there's no lashon hara in the first place on this, because if I'm saying in front of three people, I obviously don't care to get back to him, so there's obviously nothing wrong. Like the Chofetz Chaim learns, is you're saying something that's ambiguous, it's not clearly lashon hara, and if you say in front of three people, it means you're not makbir who comes back to, so therefore, there won't be a problem with that. So what does Rabbi Huna say? Rabbi Huna says, this is said, the kol milsa v'is amra ba'api tlosa, les vei v'shem lishtabisha. So maybe that's the Bi'a Machlekes. Man di amma f'nei shnayim. One day, one says it's enough to say machal from two, less than Rabbi Rav Huna. He holds that he even had this halacha of ape tlosa, which we call that the halacha of that everyone knows about it, even by two Eidim. He doesn't hold Rabbi Rav Huna. A man day, one gimel, is the Rabbi Rav Huna. And man day, one says gimel, holds Rabbi Rav Huna. We're saying this. What's the Bi'a Machlekes? The Bi'a Machlekes is like this. Avada, the machal has to reach the guy who's sitting there. And the Machlekes is, two enough, you need three. And where do you see this discussion? By ape, saying about Lashon Hara. So Rabbi Huna says the only time Lashon Hara, not Lashon Hara, you have a crowd, you have three. But two wouldn't be enough. But if you hold here that two is enough, you're arguing with Rabbi Huna. That's what I was saying right now. Now, the Rashbam brings down a tzad that maybe the Macha itself is Lashon Hara. But he says, he debunks that tzad, he says it's not true. He says because Avada Macha is not Lashon Hara. If you met Meicha in front of two Edim, it's a mitzvah to tell the Machzik about it because you're trying to get the property back. He's supposed to say it over. It's a mitzvah. Huh? Right, whatever, that's fine. That's true. Granted, it is true. Oz Chaim says if an eight echad comes to Bezdin right to say this, it's like Lashara. Because you need to have to do something. But here, it's a tell us, it does something, to deserve something. And therefore, it makes it into, they say, that's not the Lashara. Lashara is just saying, just borrowing the idea from Lashara to here. So what's the Machlaikis? Machonis Vnei Shnai Vnei Shloisha? Machlaikis is, if you hold the Rabbi Rav Huna. So tomorrow, Lord, no, that's not the Machlekes. Kuliyama isluhu the Rabbi Rav Huna. Kuliyama, in order to have everyone hear about it, you have to have three. What's Machlekes? Oh, welcome, Ifagi. Mandiyam of Neishnai. Mandiyam holds enough with two Edim, Kesavar, Macha, Shaloi, Befon of Lev, Macha. The Mandiyam holds that in front of two, holds Macha, Shaloi, Befon of Loi, Hava, Macha. If we have to make a Macha in front of the Machzik himself. And therefore, two Edim is enough, because all you need is Edim that I was in front of you. I'm doing it in front of you. You know about it. I don't have to have a crowd. You know about it. I have here people here that two Edim they made a Machah. He holds that macha shloy fun of is macha, therefore we need to hear about it. So that's when you give him. Because everyone holds a rabbi of women this tarot. Another tarot. Huh?
Can one be enough?
Where? You need three aidim. You're doing it in front of the guy. One aid's not enough. You need proof that you made a ha. One aid's not enough. You need two aidim. If you didn't need proof, you could have no one. But you need proof that it was done. The guy would say, you never made a ha. So you need two aidim. You need at least two aidim for the proof. But you say,
if he just has the macha in front of the max, is that good enough?
Huh?
No, without
Edim, it's good enough technically, but the Machzor will say, I never heard anything, and he won't be able to prove it, so you need to wait for that. If by Yisema, the Kuliyama, Macha Shle Fanav, Hava Macha. By that same, you can make a Macha off-site. And you really need a crowd of three, shouldn't be Lashon Hara. And still, a Machleka say, why? Vaka Vaka Mifki. Manda Amafnei Bey, Sava Sa'adusa Binan. All you need is Edis. Manda Amafnei Gimel, Kusava Gil Milsa Binan. What's the Bi'ah Adava? The Rashbam explains like this, that two Eidim is enough even when I make a Mechash Le'efanah, because Lema'isa, it's possible to come to the ears of the Machzik, because there'll be people talking about it. You don't have to have a Vadai crowd. Masha'in Gero comes to Lashon Hara, you're saying now it's not Lashon Hara. If it's not Lashon Hara, you have to have three people. That's what Rashbam learns the Chilik is. By Macha, as long as you have a possibility that it gets back to the Machzik, that's enough. Masha Inkein by Lashon Hara, you need a Gil Mosa. Let's look at Tais Saadu Sabinan. Tais is like this. Bilav Mishum Saadu Sam, have a Sagi Bechad Batsam. Zok Tais is that this Teretz Gemara is like, really, without the din of Edis, I'll be able to say in front of one even offside. Why? Because it's possible to get back to the Machzik. Read Tais inside. Bilav Mishum Saadu Sam, have a Sagi Bechad, the Chav Rechav Istai. Bafabish Lost Hara, a Nishma, Hainul Fishim Alim, Mois Bne Adam. Lost Hara is Dafka secret, that's why you need three. He holds that Macha needs Gila Milsa. So really, the final Machlekes is, how much does Macha need? It needs a Gila Milsa, or it needs enough a possibility that it'll get back to the Machzik. Zot Mara Vaita, Gudil Bar Minyoymi Havale Mecha Yisil Mechuyi. He had to make a Macha. He had someone sitting on his property, and he was not there, and he had to make a Macha. So he gathered Ashkenu. He didn't gather. He found three Amorim sitting. Ashkenu Huna, Lachia Barav, Barachirke Baratuva. Three Amorim sitting. Davi Yasve sitting and learning. And he said a macha in front of them. Lashana Hadas Olamuchiyeh. Now, why do in front of three people? The Rashbam speaks out. That was punk the story. If I did only three, we paskin two. That's what he says. Bechanal paskins two is enough. It was punk the story. That he made it in front of three because they were sitting together. He wasn't going to say, well, don't listen. It was in front of three. Ma'i said, next year again, he came to make a macha. This is the first year. The next year, Aslam Chuyah. Amrulay, they told him, Lo Tzrichas Hachi. Lo Tzrichas, you don't have to make a macha again. Hachi Amarav, Kivan Shemicha Shana Rishoina, since you made a macha the first year, Shuvain Tzarek Limchais. You don't have to make a macha again. No, we'll see in a second. No, maybe not. But once you made a macha, Shana Rishoina, Shuv Ein in the Tzarek Limchus. That's one version that's what happened. V'ikadamri was saying who said it. V'ikadamri Omalechia by Rav Kivim Shvicha Shana Rishoina Shuv Ein Tzarek Limchus. They definitely told him that one macha is enough, but they didn't. It's a shaila the girsis if it was all the maroyim or it was Dafka Ruchia by Rav said this. They said, don't have to do it. And the Rashbam explains, add till 3 years. That's what it means. You don't have to, if you look at the Rashbam, different maskal, Lo tzrichis limchais kol shana v'shana. You don't have to make a macha every year. Ava pa'machas mi'atzarach limchais b'chol gimel v'gimel. You do have to make a macha every 3 years. Like the Mar is going to say soon, there shouldn't be three straight years without the macha. That's what you have to make sure. There's almost three straight years without a macha. That's the next Gemara, really. Om Rosh Lachshim v'akaparo. V'atzarach limchais b'sef kol gimel v'gimel. You have to get a macha after every 3 years. Now, why is that? Why isn't one macha enough? So first, let's see Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. Then we'll say pshat in Shlokos Shem Kapara. We'll see Rishvam has two pshatim. So Amar Shlokos Shem Kapara, Tzarek Limchais, every 3 years after macha, Toyi Be Rabbi Yochanan, V'chi Gazlin, Yesh Lo Chazaka. Does a Gazlin have a Chazaka? He's a Gazlin already. So the more Gazlin Sakadaitov, just because I made a macha, I was making a Gazlin. Elam, the kasha was, K'Gazlin Yesh Lo Chazaka. That He's like a gazdan, which means you already said he's stealing. So, like, what would change now? Why do you think every year? But Amar Rava Lamais, we're still passing on shlokos. We're still passing. You have to make a machav after every 3 years. Now, what's the pshat? Why do you have to make a machav every 3 years? So Rashbam says, because 3 years after the machav, you watch a shtar, and not more than that. Now, but still shver. L'chayra, if I make a machav on your property, even one time, you know to keep your shtar. You know this is a contested property. Well, what's the excuse? I lost my shtar. How did you lose your shtar? The only excuse to lose your shtar is if there's no ma'ar on it. But here you know it was an error. So I don't give one 3 years. What's the pshat? So the Rosh of Simen Ches that throws in a few extra words. Simen Ches, the reason I'm saying what Simen is, because this Rosh is really before. The Rosh throws in there, it's like this. Hainu taima shem yishtok shal yishonim. If the guy is quiet for 3 years, nira kechoyze bayimun ha'cha. It looks like he's being choyze from the ma'cha. And therefore, after 3 years, he loses his star because the guy he lost steam already. He's making up story and he's not going to do it anymore. Therefore, you have to do macha every 3 years. Now, so that's the pshat. That's the ikar pshat in our Gemara. The Rashbam brings down another pshat which he doesn't like. He says because the reason why you shouldn't say that is because he might taina that he bought it after the last macha. Maybe he'll taina he bought it after the last macha. But he says, I don't like that pshat, because since he was already moida that he came here before that, so he can't say now that he bought it afterwards. That's a steer with what he said, and therefore he doesn't like that tzad, that he bought it afterwards. He doesn't like that tzad. Now, there's a Gemara before that says that someone was on a field for 7 years. That was the Maskana's Gemara, 7 years, and it was sold to someone else like 4 years ago. So Gemara says over there, "In lecha macha gdoyle mezu." Not 7 years, 6 years ago. It was sold. The guy had a chazaka for 6 years, and it was sold 4 years ago. And the marikama sold to someone else after 2 years of this guy's chazaka. So Gemara says before, "In lecha macha gdoyle mezu." That's mashmas enough for macha. So freaked all the rishonim. It sounds like over there that once a macha is enough. I sold to someone else enough macha. I don't think another macha. It's 4 years later. It's still no macha. It still works. Tosfos asks the question right here, and Tosfos says, "Look at the Masechta Vetzorach," and he says that we argue. If you look at Tosfos Vetzorach, we'll learn the second half of Tosfos. It says, "Lahai taima, hodom al el aval ochla shishnin 6 years in lecha mecha gedei lemezu pliga hachtach." It's arguing on this Gemara. The Kama Tzorach Lemesgal Gimel. Venira the kahi hilchasa. That Gemara is the halacha lemaisa. The stom of the Gemara Kamalei. V'loy kamos pasuk rach the halacha kabak kapara. We pass Kenar Gemara sounds like you have to make a macha every gimel v'gimel, which is really Rava is really saying it, and then that's the Rabbeinu Chananel Paskin. My son, the Rashbam, Tosfos Nagar is this Gemara because they all bring that Rabbeinu Chananel Paskin like this is a Gemara, but Tosfos says we don't pass this Gemara because we have a Gemara before it says macha is enough once one time is enough. So what's the Teretz Taka? I had a Gemara there. Let's see if you want to not like Tosfos. You want a Paskin like this, like the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashbam Paskin. So what do you do the Gemara before? So it's two teretzim to the Gemara before. One teretz is that there it's a maisa. A writing a shtar and selling to someone else, the maisa, it's a better macha, that lasts for longer. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, I think that the Rosh speaks out, is the way we said the svar before. What was the svar before? The guy was quiet for 3 years, we say, oh, he's cooling down. If he wrote a shtar, doesn't pass to say, oh, he forgot about it. He wrote a shtar for it, and therefore it doesn't pass to say that he forgot about his macha. He's quiet for 3 years, he's forgetting about it. He wrote a shtar, that shtar is here forever, and therefore... The Marikama. No, I know, but he made a macha. He said he sold someone else. That's macha.
Now, for the past 3 years, why didn't the second guy?
Oh, the second guy? Yeah. If you're right. If he claims wood from the second guy, it works. It's a chazaka, 100%. He's not claiming that. He claimed it from the first guy. So, he claimed it from the first guy, and the first guy wrote a star. He's saying the star is better. There's no right from that. Like upon him, that comes out in the sugya in the halacha lemaisa. Right in the Gemara. Tony bar kaparo. Irur. Tony bar kaparo. Irur chaza ve'irur chaza ve'irur. It says talking about like this, that when someone's making, we just learned you have to make a error every 3 years at least. You have to make every 3 years make an error. Now if you change the error, the halacha is it's not good. Im machmas taina rishoyin error ein lechazaka mimlav yes lechazaka. So Rashbam learns like this, that if I changed the error. Like the first time I come make error, I say, by the way, you're a gazlin. You're sitting on my property as a gazlin. The next time I make an error, I say, you're only here as a mashkin. You're lighting the pyres, but it's not yours, it's a mashkin. So it's stira, two errors. So if you do that, Zokter Rashbam, the neither error is good. And there will be a chazaka. That's the Rashbam says. Because neither macha is good. They're stira to each other. And you have no macha, not the first one, not the last one. And therefore it's not a macha. Read it inside one more time, then we'll see a rush. Tony Bakabar, error chaz ve'error, chaz ve'error, machmas tiny rishon error in the chazaka. Then you disturb the chazaka. But if you changed your error, then it is a chazaka. And the Rashbam says that neither one is good. Not the first one, not the second one. Why? Because they're steer to each other. So now you're like a huksa kafran. So we don't believe you for the first one, we believe you for the second one, you're huksa kafran. Zok the Rosh, but loy nehirli. I don't like that pshat. You know the muksa kafran, ela api edim. I'm ta'an shtei tainas mebezdem chizu azu, loy nespat lois and tainas. So he says, Avada, you can mean to say it like this. I made a mistake on my first macha. So what's the nafkamina? Like this. In a case where you made one macha the first 3 years, and then the next 3 years you made a new macha, in that case, kuliyam it's a chazaka. Why? Because one of those machas are not good, and then you have three straight years of a chazaka. But in the first 3 years, 3 years, year number one, the guy says you're a gazdan. Year number two, he says that's a mashkin. According to Rashbam, it'll be a chazaka. Why? You have no macha. Zok the Rosh, you will have macha. My second macha is ikka macha. What I meant to say was now that my first macha was a mistake. I made a mistake. I'm confused. I made a mistake. Remember what you said here. You said one time you said you're gazlin. One time you said you're mashkin. So what do you think? Is that a macha? What would be your opinion?
Moritz says it's not.
Moritz says it's not in a case where it's 2-3 years. One's in the first 3 years, one's in the second 3 years. So there, one of them is definitely not true, so therefore he has a chazaka. Because he has 3 years straight without a macha. May I ask you a question? Let's see, in only 3 years, he only here for 3 years. And I made, year number one, I made a macha, you're a gazlin. Year number one, the second one, I made a macha that you're a mashkin. Zok the Rashbam, he has a chazaka. Why? Because he's a liar. He's a liar. Zok the Rosh, Mehechatez is a liar. Mehechatez is a liar. Just because the steer is a liar? Therefore, the Rosh says, he ketaina, that I made a mistake. I meant to say it was a mashkin. The first thing I said is a gazan. I meant to say it's a mashkin. And the second macha is a good macha. And therefore, it will not be a chazaka. That's the Rosh comes out. Big machoikas Rosh and the Rashbam over here. So tomorrow, let's make a aschal on the next tomorrow. Amar Rav Amar Nachman. Macha b'fnei shnayim, like we learned before, sugi machoikas of two or three. Psak halacha is macha b'fnei shnayim. Ve'ein sorach loymar ksuvu. And you don't have to say ksuvu. You don't have to say write a shtar. That means like this. That if you have a shtar, that the error happened, so then it's much easier. You don't need edim. You have a shtar. You have a shtar that clearly says that there's a macha. Now, usually, to write a shtar, you have to have das ha-meschayif. You have to have das of the person who's being mechayif. Here it says, you don't have to say ksuvu. You don't have to tell him to write the shtar. Even without a tzivui. Why? Because it's a schia for him. It's a schia for the guy making the machat that he should write a shtar. Now, Tosfos asked that Stam is without the other fellow, Lechaira, how do you write a shtar over here? I'm saying it doesn't help over here. You have to have, whoever it's bad for has to be maskim. So really, the machzik has to be maskim for you to write the shtar. So Zok Tosfos is the konos hachom, the shtar. But the lach is, you don't have to ask the ma'ar, because of sure the ma'ar wants a star. So, macha lach is b'nei shdayim, v'ein tzarech lai m'ksuvu. Moedah, b'nei shdayim, v'ein tzarech lai m'ksuvu. Same thing is by moedah, where you don't have to say ksuvu if you make a moedah, which means you let people know before I sell something, or in giving away something, that by the way, being forced to do this, but you can't tell it to the guy you're giving it to, because he wants it. So you're writing him a good star, it's yours, this. But he writes on the side, he tells Tuwaid, by the way, the thing I'm going to do tomorrow is mamish being forced. It's not me. It's been being forced. And you let him write a star for that as well. But if a guy's moida that he owes someone money, even though you have edim on it, but it's still a milvapeh, and you write a star, that makes it worse. So there, you have to tell edim to write it. Because there it's bad for you when you're moida that someone writes it down, because now it becomes a milvapeh star, and now you can't tie in a parati. So, Moida and Macha, that's good for you if it's written down. So if it's written down at you telling them. Moida is that I'm telling. Moida means that Moida, I owe you $100. I go from Edom and say, by the way, I owe Mordecai $100. Two Edom, I said, two. So the Edom could write it down or not. So the halacha is the Edom can't write it down. Because till now it's a milva peh. Milva peh means that you're right, I owe you money, but then 3 weeks later you come to me and say, where's my money? I said, I paid it. And you believe parati. When you have a star now, so you write a star, it's bad for me. You have to ask me to write a star. It's bad for me, yeah. So and the last thing is kinyan b'fnei shnai mitzvah k'suvah. Make a kinyan sudar from two. You don't have to write k'suvah. They can also, you don't have to tell them to write. They can write a star also in such a case. We'll see why. The kiyam stars needs a bezdin of three. And Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll speak out again. We'll learn this a little bit again and speak out more stuff. But the klal is, anything that's a schus, you could write for him. Anything that's a chay, if you cannot write for him, Mitzvah Hashem, next year we will continue this discussion.